On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the laugh, and oh how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best lawyer rights, we had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 sides of our blind horse's hides, we had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old nanny ghost tiles, and a hold of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were flutered and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk as he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance that he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Of the Lee, there was Hogan from Kelsey to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scarce of a work, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man McCann from the banks of the bank was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling, pushing and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but out salt from the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock, the boat it was turned right over. Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.